This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the old Ford Tough studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. You know, we broke a little later so we could come back a few minutes after 9 o'clock to see if Stephen Waldron could produce us Tony DeCopel from CBS News. So we want to talk about Jordan Hudson, the Sunday morning interview. We thought it was a one-day thing. It has grown. There were statements being released left and right yesterday from the Belichick camp and then CBS News. Did they respond to your email, Stephen? Are they still ignoring you over there?
I'm eagerly waiting a response.
So they're still ignoring him. All right. I mean, we're not even getting a hey, Steven, sorry. Not even getting that. They're just swatting his ass away. I mean, are we going to have to pull out? Are we going to have to do the work around here? Boomer?
I think so. I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, you want me to reach out or no?
Steven?
That's up to you. I don't want to
kneecap you. You know what I mean?
It's up to you.
This guy. Can you be more of a beta here?
Just makes me feel bad.
Jesus, man. Do you want him to do it or not? Do you want to have this opportunity to get Tony on, Steven, or would you like Boomer to produce the guest, which in turn would make you look like you couldn't get the job done?
I have done what I'm supposed to do.
Huh?
I have done what I'm supposed to do. There is one way to go about this, and I've done it.
And, well, the one way to go about it is professionally. Like internally, professionally, with a professional email.
Yeah, I mean, the one thing you had to do was get Tony DeCopel on. I mean, he's saying that you did the one thing you had to do. The one thing you had to do was get Tony DeCopel on, and that has not happened.
Well, if he wants to come on, he will.
Okay. All right.
All right, yeah. See, I mean, with us, you're Stephen Waldron. Back there, you're Stephen Warden. Unfortunately, with this whole email thing, you're Stephen Waldron, and you're not Warden. You need Warden to get in there. You're nervously coughing. You're bopping around. You've got no self-confidence.
Yeah, do what you want to do. If you want to do it, do what you want to do.
All right, well, Boomer's going to do it now. We're going to do the workaround because we need a pit bull back there, not a shih tzu.
They are aware of the request.
They are, okay.
They're aware of the request.
I have received a response, but none of which I'm going to say in the air.
All right, but is it a negative response or a positive response or like in the middle response?
It's a private response.
Negative, affirmative, or in the middle?
Neutral.
All right, so it's neutral. So we have a neutral response. All right, so it's not
you
a negative response.
It's my ass on the line. Keep laughing.
Your ass on the line. Your ass is not on the line, Steven, for God's sakes. I wish it were, because then you maybe try a little harder.
I mean, let's just not overreact to this whole thing. I mean, it's Bill Belichick. It is what it is.
I just find it amazing.
It's not like the nuclear codes.
Yeah, he's right, exactly.
We have obtained the response.
Get lost, you loser.
All right, Steven, keep working hard, man. I know you're back there. You're really trying. I've got zero faith.
I was coughing.
I have zero faith in you in this whole thing, and I think Boomer's going to start his workaround already. And when that workaround happens, he gets on the air. It's going to look bad for you.
I'll see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, you know what's going to happen.
Okay.
You know, I mean, this is what you do.
Someone can't, you know, loose end. Someone can't get the job done. You come in, you get the job done.
I'm not saying Steven has loose ends. I'm not. He's not. He's buttoned up with his job. This is a tough one. You know, he doesn't want to, like, you know, push the envelope too hard because we're pushing him. So therefore, he's got to push them, and he doesn't want to do that. He wants to try to be as professional as possible.
You can be professional, and then if I see someone who's got like a little pep in their step and is insistent, and someone saying we really need to get this done, I'm impressed by that. Like, I would be, if I'm someone at CBS who's like, this guy's really serious about getting Tony DeCoppola on. This is a big deal. Like, he really wants this. I might give him a promotion. But if I see some little beta wet noodle sending me emails about, we would really appreciate it if. And I'm like, God, this guy's got no future.
Just remember, though, he's the producer of this TV show. He's not the booker.
Fine. Producing for this show sometimes includes adding an element to the program to make the program better. Al doesn't work for CBS. Steven does. If this were an Odyssey employee, Al would have him on like that. Bing, bang, boom. You're pregnant. Just like that.
Okay.
Have him on. So it's a CBS. It's in the family.
In the family,
it's
yes.
In the family.
It is all in the family. That's really good promotion for really what they did and what he did.
And then Tony's a big Mets fan. Tell him we'll talk 5 minutes of Mets with him. Whatever he wants. So we got all the answers. The Mets answers. Whatever he wants. We'll take him to a game.
Well, I mean, that's
he's got kids. We'll take his kids to a game. We'll get him a foul ball.
Get him a foul ball, yes.
Because every time we go to a game together, we get a foul ball.
That'll really spell it. Let's talk Mets.
Yeah, let's talk Mets.
Hey, Tony, we hear you're a big Met fan.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And then we could do to him what he did to Bill Belichick.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. All right, Steven. Pull his fader down there. It's kind of useless.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I love him, but he's...
I mean, a beta wet noodle, though. I mean, that's a little much.
I mean, listen to the way he's handling this.
But that's a little much.
Is it... Am I wrong?
It's a little... Am I wrong? I mean, there are different words you could have used. You should call Brandon up and ask him for some other words that you could have used.
Do you think, like, in the afternoon, like, when Steven sees that CBS put out a statement and then Bill put out a statement, he's like, oh.
Yes.
God.
Yep. I was thinking that, actually.
See,
driving
when people
in.
Start putting out statements, that means people are getting ready to lawyer up. I mean, so the statement basically is covering everybody's butt from both sides.
Yep. Cover your ass spot. A lot of those things happen.
And that's probably what Steven's dealing with internally. Because, hey, we put out a statement, and we're standing by that statement.
Yeah. But he won't even read those emails.
You've seen statements before.
I've seen plenty of statements. You know, but this is what I'd want if that were the case. From Steven, what I want to hear is like this. They're standing by this statement. You know, I'm pressing them on it. I said, listen, these guys are fine. Safe space. Work at the same company. Got Tony's back. We'll talk some Mets. Like, this is ridiculous. You're protecting yourself from something that you don't even need to worry about. So this would be a really good thing. These guys love CBS Sunday morning.
Yes.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, Tony might have been already told, look, man, we gave the statement out, and you're gonna stand by the statement, and that's it. I mean, you would think they'd be talking about it on their show. I don't know if they are or not.
It's just, that's such an opportunity. When you're the one making the news.
Yeah, but if you're putting a statement out, you know what you're afraid of.
Lawsuits.
Right? But, why would you inflame the potential of that?
It doesn't have to.
Well, that's probably what they're saying.
But he can come on and not inflame it.
Yeah, but then if we can't get into the details of what happened, then what are we going to ask him about?
Well,
Ryan Stanek?
No. Yeah, still ask him the question, see what he says. They've put out a lot of stuff.
We put out a lot of statements.
They put out a lot of things about the storming off, and they got the 35-minute video and all these things. A lot of that stuff's out there.
Jake from Boston.
Was
it Jake from Boston that called in?
Yeah, that guy.
Jake from State Farm?
Like, he's one of those internet crime sleuths, I bet you.
Yeah, but what I'm saying for him, you know, I mean, I feel like he's on it.
Yeah, he's on it. Would you rather talk to Jake from Boston than Tony DeCoppola?
No. I mean, but I just don't think, you know, but the one guy the other guy that called him said that there's no way they're going to let Tony on. That may be pretty accurate. They put out a statement. You got to deal with a statement.
You got to deal with a statement.
You know how these statement things go.
It's just so silly.
When it's back and forth.
All right. I understand it. I don't agree with it.
Right. So, and I think when Jordan put out the email that Bill sent to all the people that he's working with on that side.
Yeah.
That email specifically said, it's about the book. It's about what I did. It's about taking a $500 million football team and making it into an $8 billion organization. That was Bill's mindset to the people who are promoting the book. Meaning that when I go out to promote the book, make sure you tell the people who are interviewing me, it's about the book. And that's it.
Yeah, and then CBS statement said, we were not told that. By the publicist, or the publisher, rather.
Hence the statement.
Publisher before and after. So even after the interview, it sounds like they had a conversation, said, well, I mean, she was all over this thing, cutting off questions and all this stuff. I thought we were allowed to talk about everything. The publisher's like, you were? I'm fine. I had nothing to do with what she's doing. Another schism.
Schism, definitely a schism, no question about it.
You got the schism between the publisher and the publicist. You got the schism between the girlfriend and the daughter-in-law.
Though, she's the publicist, though. She is the girlfriend and the publicist. At least according to some of the people in Bill's and hers life.
Bill Belichick and Jordan Hudson get married. Does Steve Belichick call her mom?
No way.
No.
No way.
I would do that just to make it so awkward if I were Steve Belichick. Hey, Ma. Salt and pepper over here.
Hey, Ma.
Wouldn't you do that?
It's a weird deal. There's no question about it.
So. See her at Thanksgiving. Hey, Mom. Kiss on the cheek.
Oof.
I mean, there are people who call their stepmothers, you know, Mom and Dad.
Yes, when it's a normal, like, usually when the kids are younger.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Does he have his kids call her Grandma?
No way.
That would be, wow.
No way.
Grandma Jordan. Hey, Grandma Jordan. Tell us about how you won Miss Hancock 2025. Can you tell us that story again?
Come on. The Belichick family. This is unbelievable.
Yep.
What's going on with these people? How did this happen? Steve Belichick, his daughter-in-law, Jordan Hudson, CBS News.
I thought Steve was happy out there in Washington.
Yeah, and he's not happy anymore.
Well, I don't know.
He's got his wife on social media putting stuff out there. Trust me, that's not a conversation that he wanted to have.
Right. I think it looks like they have like four kids.
They do.
Yeah. Well,
beautiful woman that Steve Belichick wife.
Yes,
definitely got her because of the name. You know, without a doubt.
100%. I mean, again,
100%.
I mean,
you see the pictures of them?
Yes.
It looks like a vagabond stumbled into the photo of her and the kids.
Well, he's a little bit out there too. You know, again, he's a coach.
Right.
You got to remember, these people dedicate their lives to that profession. You know, I was talking to Ryan Day yesterday.
Oh, were you?
The head coach of Ohio State.
Name drop? Oh, here it is.
All right. Yeah, but what I'm saying is, like, yeah. there was a portion of his life where he was nomadic, moving around. He was the coach for Colin Kaepernick, a coach for Michael Vick, like his, the 49ers, the Eagles. He was always with Chip Kelly.
Yeah.
And, you know, and he really, like he was telling me, he goes, the reason I did all that moving around is because I really wanted to learn the professional passing game. I really wanted to learn about the West Coast offense, Chip Kelly's offense, and he and Chip Kelly are buddies from their days in New Hampshire. Because Chip was a coach of Ryan Day, who was a quarterback up in Manchester.
Okay,
and like these coaches are vagabonds. Like yeah, they just Ryan move Day around looks, everywhere.
You know, Ryan Day looks like a normal person, you know.
Yeah, but normal person to a certain point. But you know, he's coaching a team where they lose to Oregon in the middle of the season, and then they lose their last game to Michigan, and there's death threats against he and his family.
Yeah. It's unbelievable.
Serious.
And then they end up winning the whole thing.
And going through a 52 or 59-day run of an incredible gauntlet of college football teams to win the national championship.
Pretty good stuff.
And then everything finally calms down.
Was Ryan Day here yesterday?
He was not here. Oh. I did him via Zoom.
Okay. That's too bad.
Great guy, man.
You got anybody coming in here today that like at 10 o'clock I go shake a hand?
They won't be here until a little bit later.
I wanted to shake a hand to someone important. I like a handshake with someone important.
We'll be here until later.
You know, like a, you know, one of those, hey, how's it going? Pleasure.
Yeah.
You know, put the bottom lip
I'm
out.
I'm Gio. I work with Boomer.
Yeah. I'm Boomer's co-host.
Yeah.
How's it going? Welcome. Yeah. Like your work, you know?
Like your work.
Stuff like that.
I like your career.
I like you. Hey, congratulations on a great career. I think that stuff's good, you know?
Yeah, let's go to Dave in Vermont. Dave, what's happening?
Hey, guys. Love the show.
What's up, man?
First time caller. I was wondering if you guys had heard 2 days ago Evan Roberts talk on Evan and Tiki that he was downstairs watching the Mets game and he did not want to go upstairs and miss the game, so he peed in a red Solo cup in his basement with his son.
I did not hear that.
He peed in it. It was 2 days ago.
Talk about dysfunctional.
Yeah, I did not hear that. I mean, that is abhorrent if that is the case. Because he didn't want to miss any part of an April Mets game. He decided to urinate in front of his child in a red Solo cup.
Well, don't they have, like, in-between innings so you can go to the bathroom?
I mean, I'm he's got to be exaggerating.
Do you think that's accurate?
I could believe him, yeah.
Al, did you verify that or no?
I didn't verify it, but it sounded like there was no... I was trying to think, was there a way this man possibly misinterpreted what was said? And I don't think so.
I mean, how do you misinterpret? I went to the bathroom in a Solo cup with my kids sitting there.
Right.
I mean, that's when you legitimately need help. Like, you know, I met his help.
I met his son, Jet. Really nice, young, little guy.
Little guy?
Little guy.
Little kid.
Just like his daddy.
Yeah, he's a little guy. A little tussle of your hair. Huh? A little guy. You like the mitts? You like the Jets and the knits?
That was the day that Evan's hair looked brunette to me.
Yeah.
He's no longer, like... doesn't have the red hair anymore.
And if you tell someone like a professional like a life coach or a psychiatrist or something that you did that, they would probably have a big problem. They'd be like, "Listen, man, you gotta clean some stuff up here, man." If you told them to pee in a cup
in front of your kid in the house
because you didn't want to miss something that was going on in a regular season
and
baseball
game
in April,
live TV, can't you now?
Yeah, you can.
Like, that's people be like, listen, you
can hit the pause button and come back and hit resume.
Like, something went awry here. We got to get you back. Like, that would be like your priorities are in a place that's just completely effed up. We got to get you back here.
Yeah.
Just quickly, Dan and Nutley, what's going on, Dan?
Hey, I can corroborate the Evan Roberts story. I was listening when he told it.
I mean,
what did you think when you heard that?
So he said he was watching the Mets, Yankees, and Knicks at the same time, and to pause all three at once would have been too much work.
So what did you think about that when you heard that?
I thought it was disgusting, and then he went to his sink that he has next to his viewing room, and he poured it down the sink.
Yeah, I mean, this, Dan...
I think that they used to wash their hands.
Oh, my God.
Like, you know, there's times you like to make fun of Evan, joke around, whatever, have fun. This is a real issue.
I mean, and the fact that he brought it up, I guess I appreciate that he brought it up, but why would you bring it up? Just to make people understand how important the games were that you're watching?
Yeah.
Is that why you do that?
Like, there's certain things that happen in people's lives, like your friends, your family, whatever, and you're like, hey, you know, I think you took it too far now. You know, people say that, like, this was fine for a little bit. You're taking it too far.
That's definitely the Carton influence still resonating with him.
And I'm not saying telling a story in the air is taking it too far. I'm saying peeing in the cup is too far.
Yeah.
Your life is now askew.
If he were working with Joe Benigno, he would have never said that.
You did what, bro? You doing what? So you're telling me... you got a red Solo cup, you do wee-wees in the Solo cup in front of your son, and then you pour where? Down the sink? Bro. I mean, I've done a lot of stuff in my life, including drugs. This, bro, is the most disgusting thing I've ever heard in my life. 877-337. All right. Let's take a break. Wait, what? Do we want to take this one now?
Oh, man, you have to because you have to finish the story and get over it.
All right, Matt and Brielle, what's going on, Matt?
Hey, so I was listening yesterday. They were going to go to the Pistons game, and his wife left him a voice memo. And she said, listen, I'm putting my foot down, but I'm okay with you peeing a red Solo cup, and this is ridiculous.
Wow. So she was okay with him leaving the family again to go to a game. Like, she wasn't okay with that.
She was not okay with him leaving the family, but she was okay with him being in a solo cup. That aside, she's okay with his craziness, but she put her foot down with them driving to the Pistons game tonight.
There is no way in the world that she said you can do that in a solo cup and then dump it in the sink. There's no way. Yeah. There's no woman in the world that would allow a man to dump his urine in a sink that they use to wash their hands and maybe clean some dishes or something.
Yeah, I mean, Jordan Hudson's not putting up with that. Use the toilet, old man. What do you think this is, huh? I'm running some pigsty around here. God, you might be the boss out on the field. In this house, I run this house. That's what Jordan probably says. But I mean, like, that's just sad, too, now that I'm hearing this. Like, we want you here. You leave us so much that we want you here so badly that I'll allow you to pee in red solo cups in front of your children and dump it down the sink. But as long as you're here, because we don't see you enough, you can do whatever you want. I mean, what is he going to do today? Like, poop on a paper plate? Throw it out the window? What are we doing?
I have no idea, man. I don't know.
No answers, which is true. I don't have any answers either.
Just absolutely insanity around here.
Hey, send this segment over to CBS News, Stephen. Tell them this is what they're getting into.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
And I see there's a big announcement coming up later on today.
Yeah, are you talking about the Peter Schwartz text we just got?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're unveiling their uniforms at 2 p.m.
Where's that going to be? At the Oyster Bay Senior Center? Where's that one?
The Copaig VFW Hall, actually.
Do we know where they're announcing it or no?
Heartland Golf Club.
No, really, seriously. You have any idea?
It's at the Mineola train station.
No, come on.
I have no clue, man.
All right.
I don't know.
I mean, they say they're making a major announcement.
That's what he said. He also sent us the uniforms.
Yes.
At 9:30.
So Miller's Ale House, I believe.
They're going to pour ranch over the jerseys just to make sure that they are ready to go.
I'm sorry.
I was going to say, all due respect, when the NFL announces new uniforms, or the Major League Baseball does, who cares?
Well, I mean, if you're a Dragon fan, you want to see what your team's going to look like.
I think they're doing anything and everything to get some sort of
promotion.
Attention.
Yeah, so. Sure. And we're giving them promotion right here. So let me ask you this question.
Yeah.
Any chance that, you know, Peter Schwartz has reached out to Joe Douglas for some tips?
Oh.
That's what I would do if I were him.
It's a great idea.
You know, Joe's doing some TV work and stuff. Done a good job drafting for the Jets.
Yeah.
And in fairness, you did dump ranch on my head, so you kind of owe me one.
That is true. Yeah, Joe Douglas and I did that to Peter Schwartz.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think he got his number that night, so he probably...
Here it is right there.
Yeah, probably didn't.
Right.
But no, I mean, Peter's a guy...
Poor Joe Douglas got stuff on his lower pant leg. And
I know. He had to drive home with all that ranch on him, and that was like industrial ranch. That wasn't even like a good ranch.
Was it
like
Hidden Valley Ranch?
No, it was like a stinky...
You think they had
stinky,
some like chemicals in there?
Yeah, some stinky like cafeteria ranch. You know, that they're feeding kids in Kentucky. Yeah, that's what that was. Ugh, it was terrible. It smelled terrible. I could still smell it now that I see it.
That whole thing went south on my part.
Yeah, it was the ranch dressing.
Ranch dressing on the bottom slipping of my all feet, over. Slipping all over the place.
Yep. So anyway, 2 p.m., Dragons uniforms. They hired another coach, I saw. So they're going. And I asked him who the first concert was going to be because they Entflaw's got the game and then the music. He said he doesn't know who the first concert's going to be, which is silly. He needs to be on top of that. So the league is handling that.
When's it start?
I think June, sometime in June. It's got to be Del Judas. They got to throw Del Judas out there for the first one. There's nothing more Long Island than a Billy Joel impersonator. They got to throw that out there. You know,
that sounds better than Billy Joel does
these days. Yeah. Yeah, Billy's old. I mean, Mike's a great act. I'm just saying, that's perfect. They should have trying to get him some work. Not that he needs it.
Being old doesn't mean anything.
I'll tell you
Bruce
what.
Is still sounding great, right?
It's true.
Yeah.
Mick Jagger running around.
Yeah, I just remember Del Judas just turned Sidney's wedding upside down.
He was great. In a good way, yeah.
Yeah, no, in a great way.
And as soon as he started playing, you know, all the hockey players took their shirts off.
Yeah, so, how come you guys didn't take your shirts off?
Yeah, no one needs to see that. Told you before, I look like a honey baked ham dropped in a barbershop.
Anytime you dress up, you look great.
Yeah, with the clothes on. The clothes on.
But is that when you dress clothes off, you clean yourself up?
Well, yeah. Doesn't everybody? We all looked great there that night. We were in tuxes.
I mean, Gina was like stunning.
Yeah, she puts a lot of effort into that. She did.
Man.
She looked great. She puts a lot of effort into that night.
Is she working with the Savannah Bananas?
I don't know what that means. The Savannah, what are they doing?
Her dress was all yellow.
Oh, it was all yellow. Okay.
Yeah. See that story? The owners of that organization,
they
borrowed $2 million to start it. And look what it's turned into.
They just had 85,000 people
Unreal.
At Clemson.
Yeah, no, I get it.
And Dabo Sweeney ran them down the hill that the team comes down before games.
They sell out every place they go.
2 hours. Every game that they play is 2 hours.
Smart. So what they need to do with Major League Baseball, light the bats on fire, make the games no longer than 2 hours, do backflips down to first base.
When I saw Gina on Saturday night, beautiful, absolutely beautiful. I was just thinking about Jerry praying to God he wasn't wearing a yellow shirt.
Oh, it was a thought. It was
a
thought.
You wouldn't have done that to me. There's no way.
Promise you it was a thought. I looked at Kim. I said, what do you think? She goes, he'll shoot you.
Well, you actually took the yellow shirt out?
Oh, yes, did? I did.
I should have given you my yellow suit from the Boomer and Geo line.
That I'm not wearing.
That would have been
a move.
That yes. I am not wearing.
Huge banana.
That I'm not wearing.
All right, Jerry, you got a little bit of an update moment of the day?
Well, you got the Knicks and the Pistons tonight. We'll see if the Knicks can join the ranks of the Eastern Conference semifinals. If they win, they'll go to Boston. So that game will be later this. If not, there will be a game 7 at Madison Square Garden on Saturday. The T-Wolves beat the Lakers 103-96, ending things for Los Angeles. Minnesota advancing. Here is Anthony Edwards, who says, just so awesome to beat them.
You know what makes it feel even better is that they said Lakers in 5 and the Wolves won in 5. So I think that makes it feel 10 times better.
And a big part of that was Rudy Gobert's 27 points and 24 rebounds. Julius Randle at 23.
Look how big Rudy Gobert is. You know, I still watch a lot of Timberwolves games, but man, he is a massive human being.
Yeah, and the Lakers didn't have anybody really to go up against them, or at least they didn't play anybody.
Because they made that trade. Them. They didn't have Anthony Davis.
Here was Luka. How you feeling now that it's over?
I mean, obviously sadness. I think I didn't play the way I should. I think as a team, we didn't play the way we could. But I think congratulations to Minnesota. They played a hell of a series. They were the better team, honestly.
And he was dealing with a back injury and played through it, but to no avail. So they
lose. Do you remember that Gatorade promotion back in the late 90s where you would open up a Gatorade and then on the cap, on the inside of the cap, it would say, like, Knicks in 4, Knicks in 5. And if you got the NBA Finals 1 with the cap that actually came true, then you got something like $1 million.
No, I don't remember that.
And I remember because we were playing high school baseball at the time. We used to buy like hundreds and hundreds of bottles of Gatorade to try to get like the good teams. And it were always the crappy team.
Right.
Like back then, the Mavericks were terrible. It was like Mavericks in 4 every time. I was like, this is just the biggest load of crap ever. They know what they're doing here.
No.
But when he said Wolves in 5, I had this like flashback to someone going, Timberwolves in 5. Damn it.
Yeah.
Throw that one away.
Man, I don't remember that at all.
Yeah, it was probably like 1998, 99, somewhere in that realm. But anyway.
Drinking those terrible dyes back then?
Yeah, Red 40. I used to bathe in Red 40 back then.
I'm sure.
Gargle it.
So did everybody else. Yeah. The Rockets beat the Warriors 131-116. Houston now down 3-2. Not a lot of time. So let's get to the baseball from last night because you had the Mets and Yankees playing. The Mets lost to the Diamondbacks 4-3. Geraldo Perdomo with a 2-run single in the 7th. Sac fly in the 9th. He drove in 3. Here was Ryan Stanek, who says he did better than the box score showed. He did take the loss.
Expected numbers, like on most of these balls I'm getting hits on, are pretty good in my favor. And, I mean, I gave up 3 hits today, and the hardest one might have been 80. So, like, you just kind of look at it and go, all I can do is beat the hitter, and they couldn't have thrown the ball in a better spot, and such is life.
Yeah, well, the ball found spots, that's for sure. And the Mets lost for just the second time at Citi Field this season. Series finale today at 1:10 on 880 Mets Odyssey Radio. Kodai Senga will make the start as they look to win this. I think they said on the broadcast last night, the Mets have not lost a home series since they lost a series to the A's in August.
Wow.
So it's pretty good.
Keep that going.
Much of August, September, and now obviously through April. The Orioles beat the Yankees 5-4. Baltimore scored four times in the second. And, well, never look back, basically. They win 5-4. The Orioles 12-18. They took 2 of 3. The Yankees 18-13. Off today, home for the Rays tomorrow night. And also from the NHL, the Capitals beat the Canadiens 4-1. Panthers eliminate the Lightning 6-3. And the Jets beat the Blues 5-3. And with that moment of the day, and before I do that, I will tell you that we played the Gary Cohen, like the little honoring match for his 5,000. They put him up on the board last night at Citi Field, yeah, which is very, very cool. So,
I mean, they should.
Absolutely.
Guy's incredible. They gave him a cake. I saw that.
Awesome. So, yeah, so the Mets Odyssey Radio, SNY, they were praising Chris Majkowski, the radio engineer, for working his 5,000th straight Mets broadcast going all the way back to 1992. And it reminded Gio of a time when Madge was trying to get the broadcast back from a commercial break years ago while a fight broke out during that commercial break. Here's how you made Madge sound, and then I'll play the 30 seconds, and then we'll see how close you are. It's pretty close.
Get back. Get out of the goddamn spot. There's a brawl here. Get out of the spot.
All right, so now here's your 30. There's some pauses. I don't have time to edit it all together, but here's the 30 seconds of when it happened.
Bring it back, guys. Bring it back after this spot. Now, bring it now. Get out of the spot.
Who was it with?
Get out of the spot.
And Reyes?
Get out of the goddamn spot!
If they don't even know it.
We got a goddamn brawl here. Get out of the goddamn spot!
That is awesome.
Get back. Get out of the goddamn spot. There's a brawl here. Get out of the spot.
You're right on it, man.
That is like pretty close.
Yes.
Oh, that is really funny.
Well, that's in honor of his 5,000th broadcast.
Yeah, and there was a subtle thing in that. So when they do go back, because you hear Howie's pissed too. That
yes.
When they do come back, Howie does in this sarcastic, while we were away, this happened.
Oh, yeah. Very funny.
We got a goddamn brawl here. Get out of the goddamn spot.
Love you, man.
That will never get old. So congratulations to Chris Majkowski.
Yeah, happy anniversary or whatever it was.
Whatever it is.
Yeah, whatever it is.
The Iron Man streak.
The Iron Man streak.
Yeah, 5,000 straight.
Congratulations on 5,000 straight.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. We were just talking about Chris Majkowski's milestone 5,000 straight games that he has engineered for Mets broadcasts without missing one. Last one he missed was in the early 90s for his sister's wedding. It wasn't even because he was sick. So we were also celebrating another milestone coming up on Sunday. It's going to be the 2-year anniversary of your employee Mike Hill ripping his scrotum during the bike tour. 2 full years. Mike, can you come on in here? Mike is here today. Why is he here today? He's here today to take some pictures because it is Cystic Fibrosis Awareness Month.
Oh yes, okay.
And it's May, and it's May 1st, so he wants to take some pictures of us and some of the swag and all of that stuff.
Nice nice stuff from Flag and Anthem.
Yes, beautiful stuff from Flag and Anthem. Hello, Mike.
Hello. Can't believe I'm on here. Thank you so much.
Yes, and you're also the man you called up and you talked about how you waited online for Paul McCartney tickets outside here in Tribeca for how long?
17 hours.
17 hours that's you insane. Waited. He waited online.
Did you take time off from work for that?
I did. I actually did. Yeah, I took the day off.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah, I had to.
All right. Well, nobody told me that.
Well, yeah, I'm sorry.
You owe me a day.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
So, yeah, you're a wild man. You're a man of many talents. Are you riding in the bike tour again this year?
I am.
Okay.
I am. Yeah, I have my own team, the Hill Climbers. Shout out to the Hill Climbers.
Yeah. Did you raise some good money here?
I did.
All right. Yeah, awesome, man. Good
Not
for
as
you.
Not as much as Boomer.
Well, it's a tough one. And plus, he's getting like another $22,000 in about an hour.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
So just to blow through everybody. That's what we like to do. We wait until the end, and then we slap the Bam! Portly Villager on top of you, and then there you go. All right. So you're going to ride again. You rode road last year, right?
I did. And you injuries.
No injuries. All right. So we're trying to go for 2 years in a row where you don't run over a paraplegic biker and rip your yes, scrotum apart. Yes, yes. All right. So 2 years in a row, we're looking for that. All right. So you also, you sing at parties and during Christmas time, do you not?
I do.
I mean, you are just something else, man. Do you have a website or anything?
I got an Instagram, Mike Allen Hill.
Mike Allen Hill. All right. Very good. So if I were to tell you this, like, you know, carry a tune right off the top of your head, like, can you give us a bar or two?
Yeah, sure. Okay. Fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars.
Yeah. All right.
Not bad. Not bad for a guy who didn't expect to sing this morning.
Didn't expect to sing. He didn't warm up
quite early.
Hey, by the way, I don't know this, but I should have asked you this many years ago. Okay. Do you ever walk around the office and sing, like, just to bring everybody's spirits up?
Not really, but we are having a Young Professionals event, and they've asked me to sing June 12th.
Because you're cheap.
Yeah, exactly.
Where are we doing that?
June 12th at Grayson in the Meatpacking.
A great, really?
Yeah, it's going to be great.
That's an official announcement?
Official announcement.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Grayson's got a great store at the Meatpacking District.
That's right.
And we're going to have a little cocktail party there for young professionals.
So. Correct. But anyone can go. I mean, it's open to all ages.
It's open to everybody, even old professionals.
And you're singing.
Yeah, I am.
Oh, nice.
A couple hours.
All right. A couple hours?
Yeah.
Wow. Do you do just like most of like Frank Sinatra, Tony Bennett stuff?
No. I'm going to do a whole mix.
Whole mix?
Yeah. 80s, 90s.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Plus, it's very popular 50, around 60. Christmas time.
Very popular at Christmas. Yeah.
Do you do that song, Aha, Take On Me? You know
that? I can do it.
Yeah. Because that's how that either you go very way up high. There.
Yeah.
You know, that's. Right. And then it's. Take on.
I'll be on.
I'll be on. Yeah. This guy's amazing.
He is amazing. So are you, by the way.
Yeah, okay.
Man. Gio was in a band, Jalapeno Dream.
I was in eighth grade. Yep.
Excellent.
Broke up.
You also did a little bit of hillbilly barnstorming with your parents, right?
That's right. We did, it was South Country String Band. We played some bluegrass.
I would love to play with you.
Yeah, let's do it. I mean, if I didn't want to go home so bad after the show, I'd sit there with my guitar and I'd
put it. You guys can play a little bit and get out and play the piano with you.
Yeah, I've tried that a couple times. He doesn't like to do it. He likes
pianist.
He likes to do it in the comfort of his own apartment. I brought it up several times for Boomer and Geo Lives. He just doesn't squirm his way out of it.
Yeah, I'm not good with the pressure.
I know that. Can't handle it. I saw you on a pitcher's mound once. I have a mental breakdown right in front of me.
You a single guy?
Yeah.
No girlfriend?
No.
Wow, man. What a catch he is, this guy.
Thank you.
I'd be all over him if I was a single girl.
What?
He sings. He finishes bike tours when his scrotum's ripped open.
Got a good job.
He's got a really good job. Yep. He's raised money for charity. I mean, come on.
Yeah,
you don't have anything weird going on with you, right? You know, no, strange. No weird habits.
No.
All right.
No weird habits.
I mean, we got to find this guy.
Hey, he shows up to work every day. He's accountable. He's responsible.
Yeah.
That I can tell you.
And he actually finished that race. With the scrotum ripped open. I mean, that right there is just, and he was like white as a ghost at the end.
Well, he lost all that blood.
Yeah, I know. It's just wild.
Did you end up getting stitches?
No. Just a flesh wound.
Yeah. They just put a little butterfly Band-Aid on his ball sack. It's just no problem.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
But you've put me on the map, you know, everyone. Everyone knows me as the scrotum guy. Yeah, I'm going to get 20 text messages.
Yeah. Well, good job, Mike. Keep doing a great job for the foundation. You are a positive. You're one of those guys when you walk into the room, you feel better than you did before you were in there. You got that aura about you.
Thank you so much.
So good luck on Sunday, and we'll take some pictures after the show. Huh?
I appreciate that.
All right,
Mike. Nice.
Great Mike Hill waited 14 hours in line for Paul McCartney tickets.
Ran
over a paraplegic biker, ripped his scrotum open, and also sings during Christmas time. Find me someone with those three things on their resume in the world. You can't.
Nope.
You can't. He's the only one in the world. Billions of people. He's the only one that those three things have happened in their life. Special guy, Mike Hill.